Chesapeake Bay watershed states have been working to drastically reduce the amount of pollutants and sediments they put into bay waterways by 2025. But Delaware Public Media's Ann Ropeek reports the first state lags way behind the others.
Tucked away in southwestern Delaware is a farmland oasis. It's October, and Bill Jester's cornfields are barren, but between them, things are growing.
This is like a kidney-shaped wetlands.
He's created this 3-acre inland marsh with the help of Delaware's Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, or CREP. It pays farmers to make eco-friendly upgrades that prevent runoff where they can't or don't want to grow crops.
They picked out the plants and the bushes, and, you know, there was different kind of flowering bushes and all for the different kind of animals and all involved.
The annual payouts themselves aren't much, $104 for an acre of grass, $135 for an acre of wetland. That came out of a much larger state fund set up in 1990, but this year it's run out. Bob Palmer heads up conservation programs for Delaware's Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, or DENREC.
Knowing this was coming, we as a department have recommended a CREP line item, a budget item, for the last 5 years, and it just hasn't gained any traction.
Delaware is facing a $130 million budget deficit, and little programs like the CREP are being shelved, meaning the state won't get the matching federal funds that go with them. That won't impact Bill Jester this year. He's not up for re-enrollment. But losing the CREP poses a much larger problem, says DENREC's Marcia Fox. She's the lead on the state's Chesapeake Bay Watershed Implementation Plan.
We decided by 2025 that we would have 7,020 acres of riparian forest buffer on the ground. And in Delaware, most of those acres are implemented through the CREP program. In the past few years, we haven't been too successful with implementation just because of the funding being cut and the willingness of some of the farmers.
By last year, they'd only planted about 2,500 acres of trees on watershed soil, and that was with the CREP up and running.
So we have to be extremely innovative in the upcoming years as we approach our 2017 midpoint.
Delaware is far behind states like Maryland and Virginia in the race to meet the EPA's ambitious goals for reducing runoff. Just last month, Maryland introduced a nutrient credit trading program inspired by Virginia's. It lets private and public entities team up to contribute different load reductions to the total. Ben Grumbles is Maryland's Secretary of the Environment.
It's a very important way to do more than just the status quo or the command and control tools of the last 20 years. And that is what the writers of the Chesapeake Bay pollution budget were envisioning, was that there'd be innovation to bring more parties into the mix.
He says it would be convenient to team up with Delaware on the Delmarva Peninsula, but DENREC officials say Delaware is too small to make large-scale credit trading practical, and the agricultural sector doesn't seem interested. So how will the first state meet its 2017 goals? Marcia Fox, the watershed plan lead, says they'll reevaluate that in the coming months to see.
You know, who do we need to work with? How do we need to become more innovative with the best management practices and the funding?
That could mean getting the EPA to add new things Delaware's already doing to its list of what counts toward runoff goals. Still, Delaware and other lagging states will likely face EPA penalties in 2017 for not meeting midway benchmarks. And if the state can't pay for its own incentives, Fox says, it'll be hard to convince land users, people like Bill Jester, to stay involved in restoration work. Jester, though, says it's not just about the money. He says he could make three times as much farming on his CREP land as he does from incentives, but he and farmers like him don't mind doing their share.
How do you measure the return of something you like to do?
In Harrington, Delaware, I'm Annie Ropeek.
This report is part of WYPR's collaboration with Delaware Public Media, Virginia, and Delmarva Public Radio, and WESM to examine issues affecting the Chesapeake watershed.